Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
There's iTunes, Rhapsody, MySpace, YouTube. But for AC/DC music fans, there's just one place, Walmart. This is Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show we debate the giant retailer's place in the music world. Later, bassist Edgar Meyer and mandolin player Chris Thiele play their mix of classical and roots music in our studio. But first, Aussie rockers AC/DC just released their first album in 8 years. You're hearing a bit of Black Ice in the background. The record comes in a year when iTunes surpassed Walmart as the largest music retailer in the country. Still, AC/DC cut an exclusive deal with Walmart. Their stores and the band's website are the only places where you can buy the new album for $11.88. Some say it's a no-brainer. With almost 130 million weekly shoppers, Walmart stores offer the best possible promotion. Others argue the giant retailer offers a very limited catalog, only about 500 titles, and is only interested in maximizing profits at any cost. So when the subject is music sales, is Walmart a monster or a maverick? We'll settle it with another edition of
Soundcheck Smackdown!
And today's SmackDown is a battle of filmmakers. In one corner, Ron Galloway, director of the documentary Why Walmart Works and Why This Makes Some People Crazy. I think I'm saying that title right. He joins us from Augusta, Georgia. In the other corner, Robert Greenwald, director of the rival film Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price. He joins us from L.A. Ron, Robert, thank you for being with us.
Sure. Thanks very much, John. You know, it's been 3 years since my last debate with Mr. Greenwald, so it's good to... Seriously, it was 3 years ago this week, so I'm glad to be able to do it again. I enjoy it.
Ron, you almost sound like you're starting a confession or something there. It's been
well, I have to because, you know, I am the devil's advocate today, which is fine. I mean, AC/DC clearly has sold their soul to the devil, but it's fun to be the devil's advocate.
All right, now, I'm going to start, I don't usually start this way, but I'm going right to the comment page on the Soundcheck page of our website. Terrell in Edison, New Jersey, I'm to believe someone was found to actually argue in favor of Walmart? I never thought WNYC would stoop to career-ending blackmail, but I see no other explanation.
Well, you know, there are, you know, Mr. Greenwald argues that I mean, Walmart is, they're either all good or not all bad.
Ron, don't tell me what I argue. You argue your point, okay? I'll do just fine arguing my own point. Thank you.
Well, what I was going to say is they're neither all that good or all that bad. They're somewhere in the middle. They do have their faults, but then again, there is a place for Walmart in the retail world.
Okay. And are they, I mean, by you know, doing these exclusive deals with bands like AC/DC, is that a brilliant stroke on their part?
No, I think it's a natural progression because it's not just them. I mean, Christina Aguilera is going to have an exclusive with Target this November. Last year, Paul McCartney had an exclusive with
Starbucks. Right.
Yeah, the Eagles did it last year and sold 3 million albums with Walmart. And notably, the Eagles said that they made more. You mentioned iTunes. The Eagles said they make more off in the first 39 minutes in Kansas City on stage than they have to date on all their iTunes sales. So physical sales still bring in a lot of money to these bands.
All right. Robert, Ron points out that, you know, other bands have done other exclusive things with other stores, other chains and stuff. What makes Walmart this kind of black hole for so many people?
Well, Walmart has a long-lived reputation and a well-deserved reputation for doing many terrible things. It's not just creating monopoly around music whenever they can. It's destroying communities. It's destroying jobs. It's working with sweatshops. It's hurting the environment. You name it, they go on. And to Ron's credit, by the way, I'm thrilled that he actually resigned from the Walmart Working Families Group and because of their horrific specific practices with some of the people in his his film were being hurt by their policy. And I think he gets a lot of credit for standing up for that.
Well, they disadopted me after that. I spent a year. It was a nerd's paradise with Walmart. But, yeah, they disadopted me after that. But, I mean, they do have their problems. One thing I'll note, in September, 235,000 people were laid off, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We're in a weird financial environment right now. Walmart probably next year, if they're opening 200 stores, which they're going to, and you figure about 400 people per stores, that's 80,000 new jobs. So like I said, and Walmart has cost jobs. I mean, they're responsible for some job loss.
Right.
But in the environment we're in now, you know, a couple of years ago when things were all, when we were all fat and happy, it was one thing to be against Walmart, and even I did that some. But in the environment we're in right now, I think people are going to be, for weird reasons, happy to be at Walmart. I think there's a reason why Target stock has gone down by half since last September 2007, which is when I think the recession started, and Walmart stock has gone up about 10% in that time. I mean, people are voting their feet.
Stock market, as Ron, as you well know, is not a function of voting your feet at all. It's a function of the stock market's analysis of how a company is doing or not doing. And we could argue that, eternally in terms of the fiscal viability or not of Walmart. But I think that there's very little that any of us are going to do about their stock price. But I think there is a real question when you do go and you buy an album at Walmart where it's not available anyplace else in terms of supporting that monopoly. It's when they do go to Walmart, Ron, and they hurt those workers who were capped out, and the reason that you resigned from the Walmart Working Families Board, when they hurt those very people. And my argument is, it's not a situation of lousy, stinking jobs at Walmart that causes you to resign, Ron, or no jobs. It's a question of creating good, viable jobs so the people who were forced out from your film are not put in that situation by a monopolistic corporation that only knows one word, and that's greed.
All right. Well, we'll get back to the discussion in a moment. We are talking about Walmart as part of a series of these Soundcheck Smackdowns on places where you buy music, with iTunes next on the block coming up later in the series. But at the moment, we are talking with a pair of filmmakers. Ron Galloway is director of the documentary Why Walmart Works and Why This Makes Some People Crazy. And Robert Greenwald, whom you were just hearing, is director of Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price.
Today on the Soundcheck blog...
When Walmart tells the record labels to jump, the labels say, hey, we're still dangling in midair from the last time you told us to jump.
For the rest of the story, go to the Soundcheck blog at WNYC.org.
And while you're there, you can leave a comment at the Soundcheck page, WNYC.org. Ron Galloway, Robert used the word monopoly. I mean, why does Walmart have this hold over the four remaining big music labels where they can create these sort of exclusives?
It's scale. It's simply size and the fact that 130 million people come through there every week. And one of the reasons the Eagles decided to do their deal and AC/DC also was not just because they could move product, but because there's valuable promotion. When 130 million people come in and see an AC/DC kiosk in a Walmart, you can't really get that kind of promotion anywhere else. Walmart, you're right, was surpassed, as you said in the intro, by iTunes recently in terms of sales of music. But in terms of physical goods, moving music, Walmart still leads. And it's really one of the bright areas for record companies. And I'll tell you why, specifically to AC/DC. In the first week, it's projected that the AC/DC album sold about 800,000 copies at Walmart. Well, 400,000 people in the first 2 days downloaded it from BitTorrent. So it's really
illegally.
A bright spot. Illegally, and that's in the first 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really in terms of just moving physical units with their scale where they're valuable. And interestingly, the Eagles album only moved in its first week 2 copies per hour per store, which doesn't sound like a lot. At the end of a week, that's 700,000 copies.
Wow.
So what it is, it's just their scale and the leveraging of that scale into different industries. Now they're getting into healthcare. They tried to get into banking. It's the leveraging of their scale.
Of that 130 million weekly shoppers. Yeah. Robert, you want to jump in?
Yeah, I think that the important point, again, is I'm not worried about what, you know, how many billions of dollars more the Walton families make, who never worked a day in their life. Collectively, they're worth over $100 billion. I'm not worried about that. And I'm not worried about how much money AC/DC makes by creating a monopolistic deal where their fans can only buy their albums at one place, Walmart. Even the Eagles, you know, same thing, as Ron says. I think the issue is, do we, the customers, and more important, we have identities as citizens of the United States of America. Is this the kind of practices we want to, in any shape or form, encourage? Monopoly on the one hand, lousy jobs on the other hand, which caused Ron to resign and quit, a matter of honor for him, which I give him great respect for, from the working families Walmart group.
All right, let me read some of what some other comments that are coming in. Distraction Cascade in Blairstown, New Jersey. Nice name there. Walmart is the most unhip place to buy music in the entire universe. How 1979 retail. I see the Walmart circular with the AC/DC concert t-shirts and it makes me cringe. I have largely shifted to an internet music consumer in my old age.
I think Ron and I would agree on that.
Yeah, they're not that attractive, but that's the point in terms of moving physical units. Still, nobody can do it like Walmart. And there's one other really quirky statistical point about Walmart in terms of their greed. Their net is 3.7%. That's the return to their shareholders. Because I have no life, I read things like the Review of Agricultural Economics, which says that Walmart saves consumers about 7 to 8%, which sounds about
Ron,
right.
But you know, Ron, you know that there's full debate
point,
on that which, issue. You know
no.
that there are economists.
Robert, hang on. Let Ron finish.
My point is, Walmart is returning more in terms of savings to their shoppers than they are to their shareholders. They're
That's
a very
accurate.
Quirky institution, which
That's
sort
not
of
accurate.
Fascinates me.
All right, what about people like us here in New York, where there is no Walmart? I mean,
actually, there is in New York. Well, not New York City, but New York State. And I'll
New York's a big
up.
State, Ron.
Well, yeah, I looked up in Dun and Bradstreet's before we came on the air there, and there are 38,000 people employed by Walmart in New York State. And I just heard in the intro your governor saying that, you know, 5% of New York's revenues come from Wall Street. Well, Walmart buys about $14 billion worth of stuff from vendors inside of companies selling stuff inside of New York State. I mean, they're a big force. You wouldn't think
right,
you know,
but
they're not
actually Ron, I think you might have misunderstood my question, which was a much more targeted one, which was, you know, if I'm an AC/DC fan in New York, what do I do?
They're setting up kiosks because they're not there in New York City. They're actually setting up special street-side AC/DC kiosks to sell the album.
Right, which is hardly the best way to sell albums. Again, though, I want to go back to the, you know, the core question about, what did you say, Walmart monster? I've never heard the word maverick used in connection with Walmart.
Well, yeah, it's alliteration.
We know where the maverick word is being used today.
And it's kind of nice to remind people that it's a real word with a real meaning apart from the current political campaign.
Well, and in fact, I can't resist, because of the opening, we just put out a video today with the real Maverick family in Texas talking about how they feel their family name is being besmirched by a certain political candidate. But the issue of, you know, Walmart and music, I think, is a really good one, because it raises all the profound questions, which is, where is your key identity? Is it as a consumer where you can save a penny, or do you really look at the fundamental issues that Walmart represents as a corporation, and you say, you know, even though I like AC/DC, I am not going and supporting them because all of the bad things that they do throughout the economy to my country in general. And that, I think, is the thing that we all can have some effect over our lives. We're not going to affect the share price of Walmart.
Well, you know what we did? One of our staff went to one of those kiosks that Ron was talking about that Walmart has set up in New York City for people who do want to buy the AC/DC album here in New York, and spoke to a listener, a record buyer named Jim Raum, and this is what he said.
I would have rather been able to buy it on iTunes and download it down straight to my phone, and now I have to wait. We're from Reno, Nevada. I have to wait to go all the way back home in order to put it on a media that I can transfer it onto my iTunes. I don't like Walmart. It's the only reason I'd go into Walmart is to buy this.
Why don't you have
The album is Black Ice, the latest from AC/DC, and you can only get it from their website or from Walmart. And here in the city, that means a Walmart kiosk that has been set up. And you heard the comment from Jim Raum, I would only go there to buy this record. Well, what do you think? We want to hear from you. Do you go to Walmart? Why or why not? If you're an AC/DC fan, what do you think about their deal with Walmart? Or if you're an Eagles fan, they did a similar exclusive last year. You can leave a comment on the now very crowded Soundcheck page of our website, WNYC.org. I'll get to some more of the comments in a moment. Or you can call us at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. We'll be back in a moment with our dueling filmmakers, Ron Galloway, whose documentary is called Why Walmart Works and Why This Makes Some People Crazy, and Robert Greenwald, whose documentary is called Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price. Back with them in a moment, and then later, a collaboration between a giant of bluegrass and a giant of classical music when former Nickel Creek mandolinist Chris Thiele and double bass player Edgar Meyer join us for an in-studio performance. That's later when we've all calmed down on Soundcheck. It's a thief in the night to come and grab you. It can creep up inside you and consume you. A disease of the mind, it can't control you. It's too close for comfort. Rihanna is number 10 on iTunes, but she's number 1 on Walmart. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We're back with our Soundcheck Smackdown on Walmart. It's the second of a series of four on music buying that we're doing. The giant retailer sells CDs the old-fashioned way in its huge stores, but it also sells downloads online and a little cheaper than the competition. Rihanna's Disturbia is at the top of the MP3 download at Walmart.com, and it sells for 94 cents versus 99 at iTunes. My guests are Ron Galloway, director of the documentary Why Walmart Works and Why This Makes Some People Crazy, and Robert Greenwald, director of Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price. We have a number of comments on the website, listeners on the line at 212-433-WNYC. Robert, let me read a comment to you from Betty Ann here in New York. I'm a huge fan of Mr. Greenwald's, but I'm not sure there's an argument here. Clearly the artist, in this case we were talking about AC/DC, could step in and make a decision. Walmart is not strong-arming anyone like they may do in, say, the plastics industry. Also, Apple holds a monopoly over at iTunes. iTunes oftentimes have unique singles you can get only there from artists. Apple may be a fantastic company, but it still has to bow to its shareholders. What do you think of that? Is there a material difference between the way Apple, you know, between Apple and Walmart and their respective places in the music business?
First of all, let me say I think that Betty, you said it was. I think she's absolutely right. The artists were not strong-armed here. I totally agree with her. These are artists who are making tens and 50 and, you know, millions and millions of dollars. They chose to make this deal because they will make more money. My argument would be we as fans, we as consumers, have to make our choice in the larger self-interest of whether we want to support the greed of both Walmart and, in this case, AC/DC. That's a moral choice we have. That's an individual choice we have. And that's something we can control in a world that it gets, you know, harder and harder to control anything.
All right. Ron, let me read a comment to you from Evan here in New York. I'm not a fan of Walmart, but I have no problem with what AC/DC is doing. They're maximizing the revenue from their work, which is what almost all of us do every day.
Well, it's not just that. It's not just that, and I forgot to bring this up, but AC/DC doesn't sell any of their albums, you know, for download because they don't like people downloading singles. They want people to get an entire album. So really their only choice, if they're not going to go the download route, really their only choice was Walmart. Now, they made a lot of money because Walmart guaranteed that they would sell 2.5 million albums. And the record labels also, I think, view Walmart as kind of a buffer against iTunes, which is why, I mean, iTunes still has DRM'd music, which Amazon doesn't, and Walmart is dropping their DRM.
That's the digital rights management that prohibits you from copying, you know, the files.
Yeah, but AC/DC, they're only, because they really only want to sell albums in physical form, really their only choice was Walmart, Best Buy, or Target, and Walmart took note that one of their best-selling T-shirts were those crazy 1980s AC/DC T-shirts, and they figured they could move 2.5 million of their albums at least, which is what the guarantee they gave them was. So AC/DC, you know, is ahead about $12 million right out of the box before the album's even released.
Well, all right, let's see what some of our Soundcheck listeners have to say. Cody joining us on the line from New Jersey, if I can bring Cody up here. All right, before we get to that, let me just come back to the online thing. I mean, guys, are we talking about, you know, a pair of dinosaurs, a band that insists on CD sales and a store that is largely, you know, about selling CDs as opposed to downloads? Ron?
You know, I think not, because I think the business is changing and CDs are becoming more and more promotional vehicles for touring, which is really the bright spot of music right now. So I think that, I mean, the music business is completely changing, basically, ultimately, to online and, in fact, giving away music to promote touring. So I think this sort of deal that AC/DC is doing right now is more of an interim step in the evolution of how music's ultimately going to be sold, which David Bowie, I agree with him. He said that music is ultimately going subscription-based, and I believe that. I think iTunes will be subscription-based in a couple of years.
All right, let's bring Cody in from New Jersey. Hi, Cody. Are you pro AC/DC, anti Walmart? What's your position here?
Well, actually, I'd like to thank Robert for making that movie, because it opened up my eyes on how America is being destroyed by Walmart.
Robert Greenwald's movie. Walmart, the high cost of low price, the name of it. So,
yes,
go ahead.
It opened up my eyes. But I actually work at an independent record store in North Jersey. And I know right now my boss is trying to get a hold of the AC/DC CD, and it's tough to come by. And I didn't know why, and after listening to you guys, I'm aware. And, you know, it makes me dislike Walmart even more.
thank you, Cody, and it's a good and I didn't set up this call, Ron, but it's I appreciate everything you're saying, and it's a really good example. You know, sometimes we have these discussions on radio or television and they seem abstract. Cody calls in, he is a very real example of somebody who has a job, who works at an independent record store, and is punished because of the mutual greed of both Walmart and AC/DC. I believe that's wrong.
You know what's interesting about independent record stores, too? In the past 5 years, 2,300 independent record stores have gone out of business. And if you go back to Christina Aguilera, I mean, part of what drove them out of business is 2 or 3 years ago, you could get her album at Tower Records for $18, but Walmart was selling it for $11. So it's weird. Walmart had a lot to do with the de-evolution of the independent record store, but they're also part of the evolution of where this is all going.
All right, and we will see where that's all going as we continue our series of smackdowns on music buying. Let's get a female voice into the smackdown today. Allison joining us from Brooklyn. Allison, pro Walmart or against?
Against. Yeah, against.
Why?
I called in because you had mentioned Walmart being comparing Walmart with Apple and iTunes,
right.
And the problem with Walmart, in my opinion, is that Walmart comes into a community and they undercut the business of the small record store, but they also undercut the grocery store, the place that you buy linens, that you buy clothes, that you buy shoes, and if they come into a community, they can really undermine all the industries.
Whereas Apple and iTunes is not a physical presence in the community, but a virtual one, so it doesn't do any of that. So, yeah, that's an interesting point to make. And Allison, we're going to have to leave it there. Our SmackDown today, part of a series on music buying, we've been looking at the place of Walmart in the music world. iTunes, you're next. My guests today, the filmmakers Ron Galloway and Robert Greenwald. You can find links to their respective websites on the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org. And here's a little bit more from AC/DC, available only at Walmart and their album called Black Ice. All right, Ron, Robert, thank you both for being with us on our SmackDown today. Coming up next, music performed by bassist Edgar Meyer and mandolin player Chris Thiele in our Soundcheck studio.